we're back.
We're back.
Here we are.
We didn't even know we were gonna start this.
Not a chance. But we're here to make a podcast again.
The Socialist Barista Podcast.
As we said in our last episode, we'll be back with a new episode a year and 9 months ago. You know, remember we did record an episode, but you didn't save it, so it just disappeared.
It just was gone.
There's just an episode out there that no one will ever hear.
No one will ever know.
Honestly, probably fitting. I don't think it was a very good episode. Like,
maybe it
was. I think it would have pushed some buttons for some people, but
that's just
me.
Was it like it was a hot take episode, wasn't it?
It was a pretty hot take. Like, and it was like something people, I think, would get a little bit upset about, maybe. I mean, it wasn't like
this is a good way to start our episode back.
Everybody would have hated us.
Everybody would have hated us.
No, that's not true. Not everybody. Just like a few people that like to message me often every few months to support, you know, this, that, or the other. Anyways, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
And we're back.
We're back. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what we talked about the last time.
Me neither. So let's talk about what we're doing now.
Right now?
Where we're at.
Like,
no.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about it.
Were you eating cereal earlier?
No. I was eating mini M&M's.
Your favorite snack in the morning.
I love these. It's not
9:38. It's 9:30 a.m. And you're snacking on M&M.
Yeah, you're right.
I just
what are you doing right now, Trey?
Dude, I just drank some of that coffee you told me to get from Palace. It was super delicious. I'm drinking in this awesome mug that says "No Dams to Give." Look, let's talk about the real issue in today's coffee consumer world. Let's just get right to it.
It's changed.
People have too many mugs in their cabinets.
It's true.
Getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. We all know it.
I'm pretty sure if the authorities came and saw the instability of the shelf in my pantry that holds the mugs, they would be like,
"The fire marshal would say,
like,
get out of the house."
Yeah, get out of the house. We gotta shut it down.
We gotta shut this sucker down.
We need to get a building inspector in here, and we need some engineers, because there should not be a huge bend in your cabinet that's holding all your mugs.
What does this say? What's this mug say? Be kind. Pff, get out. What is this? Starbucks. Get out. You know what I mean? We need mug police. All that to say, I'm addicted to a specific mug collection right now. And it's the diner style mugs. It's these kind of like on the tops and the bottoms, like they're flared out a little bit. And like the center is like, you know, it comes in a little bit and skinny. I only have four of them. But it's like, it's really hard to not buy those specific ones because they're the perfect size. They're, you know, insulated, kind of like regular. But I have to fit these mugs in the cabinet filled with mugs that my wife doesn't even use. She doesn't even use them. She's just like, what is this mug? You never use it. I want it out. But it's like, it's not that simple. She's like, oh, this mug means something.
I learned a long time ago, because when I first got married, we like started collecting mugs. Anytime we did like a little trip or something, we'd get a cool mug if we saw it somewhere. And that got out of hand fast. Like, it got to the point where I was like, we have too many mugs. And I was like, I don't drink mugs very often. Like, I really don't. And I kind of don't. I just need one mug. I don't really even like mugs. I mean, and I'm sorry, but I honestly don't like those diner mugs at all.
The only reason I like... Now, follow me. The only
reason... I'm
following,
but I don't like them.
No, but you're... Wait, see the outcome of what I'm saying here. Right now, they're in my cabinet. But if Primitive comes back, these mugs are going to look so sexy at something like Primitive, where the look is like old school campsite kind of look and feel. They're going to look great. And like, I only like them if they actually have like a cool design on them. And so far, I've just totally won on it. Like, this one says "No Dams to Give" with like an old school like bass jumping out of water. Like, I love it. It's so sick.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Like,
I'll tell you what.
we have those diner mugs at my coffee shop, and I just don't like them. I just don't think they don't fit the vibe. I mean, okay, like if you're gonna sell them, they're fine. Like that's a cool mug. I like that mug. Like it looks cool, but like the ones we just generally serve people. I'm just.
I have an OG. I have an OG one.
Oh, that is an OG Palace mug. Yeah, but like I prefer. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just. I like those non-neutral with like the flat top. You know.
Yeah.
Those coffee mugs. They're pretty. I think they're pretty sleek.
Yep.
Just don't serve coffee and latte mugs. That's just a terrorist move.
Wait a second.
Here we go.
This isn't even a hot take. Let's get even more to the details. Speaking to our baristas, if you're a barista behind the bar and you're just sipping on some coffee and like a cappuccino mug, latte mug, that's all right. You understand control. You understand control. Mm-hmm. Do not give that to a customer. Do not trust customers with that. What are you doing? You're putting lava on a plate and saying, good luck with your life. That's basically what you're doing.
Dude, and then like, yeah, you know, one of my pet peeves.
That's really grinds my burrs. We're right into it. You know what really grinds my burrs? You know what really grinds my burrs?
I hate when I'm trying to give a customer like a mug or a cup of coffee. I always put it on the ground or like put it on the, like in front of them on the counter or on their table because hand to hand is just too much risk.
When the customer reaches out, like, give it to me. You're like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
I'm the boss.
Yeah. My first coffee shop I ever worked at, my manager taught me that. He's like, dude, never, like, give someone hand-to-hand. Because, like, if it spills on them, then all of a sudden, it's on you. I think he just had a bad experience. But that's been my, like, go-to. Because it's just like, yeah, especially if, like, I'm handing you, like, a cappuccino setup or an espresso setup. You know, they got the Topo Chico just, like, going crazy in there. And, like, I'm just like... I've spent so much time
doing a little dance.
I've spent so much time carefully walking across the cafe to make sure I don't spill any of your cappuccino. And then as I'm putting it on the counter, you grab it with your hands and I spill some. And I just want to be violent. I want to hurt you so bad.
I immediately go to violence.
I'm immediately like, why? Like,
I do. I'm like, and we're already caffeinated when we're handing you things. So we're shaky already. Like, we're trying to control the caffeine high.
I'm not.
All right. Well, some of us have just ridiculous...
I just don't drink coffee.
Caffeine tolerances. You're crazy.
Unless I dial in.
Oh, okay. Well, unless I dial in.
Sometimes I just don't drink coffee, which is how it is.
Well, I bet you use a spoon in your espresso like a freaking idiot, too.
Like a freaking genius, yes.
Like an idiot. Wow.
Well, James Hoffman had words for you, my friend.
Well, he can go suck on an egg. So that's all I have to say.
He's not even. He asked so many times to be on this podcast, and we were just like, "No, James."
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, like, yeah, sorry. It's
can't have that. You're too not as popular as us.
He's too edgy. He's too like too many hot takes. You know.
Well, he's just not as cool as us.
Ready.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't think you know. It's like, you know, it's like asking like. I don't know. That's like, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, having that Taylor Swift girl around. Like, you know, she's not anywhere near as popular as he is. Like, that's just, nah.
Right. And, you know, the focus on our podcast is about the barista. And, you know,
exactly.
We knew if we brought a Taylor Swift onto this, like, you know, old Jim Hoffman, it would be, it would take away from being about the barista. You know, it's really for you that we don't have him on. You, the listener. Is the reason we don't have old Jimmy Boy Hoffy Boy on here.
Speaking of Primitive, though. So, last time we had an episode, what was the status of Primitive? Because I don't remember.
So,
it was February 2022.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was kind of like right in the middle of like having to switch things up. So, basically, first off, if you're new for some reason... which you might be. Wow, that was a totally
weird
thing. If
you're new, that's surprising.
Yeah. If you're new, well, thank God for you because we've had the same five fans. No, I'm kidding. So Primitive was a coffee shop idea I had in 2019. It was actually funny enough. I had the idea first talking to Trey and our buddy Kendall. And they wanted to start a coffee shop called Highbridge. And right? Highbridge? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I told him about an idea that I'd had for a long time. And I have these ideas that are like open domain. I want people to do something with them because I want to experience them. I have a cool idea. I don't want to put in the work myself. I want other people to do it and then benefit off of their resources. So for me, basically how it worked was I talked to them about this idea of like a retro campy coffee shop idea, kind of like taking a take on, you know, less minimalism, less like sleek and modern, but more just kind of like homey, warm cultured, old school feel. Like, take what a diner is, give it a little more class, but make it feel like not overly cluttered, but kind of like what thrift stores can be, but just feels like homey. It feels like a cabin. And I like camping. I don't love hiking, but I like camping, and sometimes you have to hike to camp. And so I don't want to come off as a person that freaking loves camping so much that I've lived in Oregon my whole entire life and went to a million state parks. That's not me. I just enjoy the feeling of camping.
State park stickers all over your Tumblr that you not my style. Put on bar, you know?
I just love the feeling of being with friends and being with community. So I took that, gave it to them. They just couldn't have a building that worked out. It just didn't make it happen. So I kind of loved the idea so much that I decided to kind of design some logos and stuff around it, you know, in my spare time. Anyways, so Primitive kind of actually had the chance to happen. I took out a 10K loan to build a cart, but the cart was not for events. It was not for being mobile. The cart was to be stationary and strong. So we built it out of metal. All the stuff I got for it was as if I wanted it to be like a busy coffee bar. So like everything ran as if like I would have a rush at 10 a.m. like any other shop, and it would be able to keep up and like sweat, but like keep up. So that's what I did. I took that 10K loan, bought the Leuka A53 direct plumb, awesome machine, stand by it till this day. I bought a Eureka grinder, kind of one of the older ones, but like really good burrs on it. And yeah, built this cart out of metal. It was awesome. And I did it because it looked like I was assured a place is next to a church, like a small older building with like a fireplace and chimney in it that was just open. And I was like, dude, while it's small, like this is exactly my spot for the shop. Anyways, I ran the car out of that church for a while until that building opened up. And then a co-working space called 313, totally going to call them out, don't care. Basically, they came in there and like the church had to make that decision to do that just because they had a huge building and they couldn't pay the bills. And so 313 came in. I was already there. Apparently, they wanted to start.
That's essentially what they do on the usual, right? They kind of help those churches.
Yeah, their goal, their internal goal is to go into these huge churches that just don't have the money to keep up with a huge space, totally revamp it, make it better. And then the rent that they make, they give that back to the church. So it's an awesome organization for that. It's great. The dude, Brennan, literally don't care about dropping names. Really don't care at this point. He came to me and I was like, we thought Primitive was going to happen in that space alongside that. But apparently he had a coffee shop idea that he wanted to do. And so he told me basically like, hey, I'm not actually going to have Primitive here. I'm going to do my own thing. So that sucked really bad. So yeah, I had to basically like move out of that space. And that's probably roughly around the time like our last episode was me trying to find a new spot. And so moved Primitive to like a barbershop. That was a cool idea, but man, they just like demanded so much out of the cart that I just could not perform. And sadly, I was an idiot and I didn't have an income besides that at the time. That was a really bad idea. I should have been doing something on the side or like just doing more. And so basically because of that, that was my only income. I had to pivot. Primitive was done by 2022, actually. I'm pretty sure because now I'm thinking about the actual timeline of events. Or no, it was. I was in the middle of this. So yeah, basically in the summer of 2022, I had to like stop the cart and figure out what I was doing. So I had to sell the cart to try to pay back some of this debt, got a different job, all this stuff. So I was done with Primitive, especially after that Brennan with 313, they opened their coffee shop and it used like Primitive's branding is retro campy branding. And they opened a coffee shop called Surefire and their branding was retro camping. They didn't steal from me, honestly. That's ridiculous to say in general. They didn't steal. But like the one coffee shop that they snuffed out so that they could have their own and their co-working space, which they still don't have one in that location, which is hilarious. They have it at a different location of theirs. They use the exact same branding. So, I mean, I had words with Brendan about it, so whatever. That's just, we talked about it. But it's one of those things where it's like, that doesn't feel good. Like, I'm not making Brendan and Through and Three out to be the worst people ever. I mean, if they do bad business, that's on them. But the thing is like, that still just sucks and hurts as a person in general. So I kind of, I honestly, after that happened, I didn't want to do anything with Primitive. I was like, I guess I'm done. My wife is awesome. And every time we'd go to like these thrift stores or something and there'd be something with a pheasant on it, which is the part of the logo of Primitive, she would want to buy it or get it and put it in the house. And I was like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know if I'm down for that. And she was like, I'm going to buy it because I like remembering Primitive and I think it's a cool memory. And I, you know, I just want to keep investing in that in some format. And then we had a talk after we got married in October. Like, I need to be a single track goal person. I need to think in a single track mind with my goals right now. What should I do? And, you know, it was either go back to college to pursue conducting and do that, which I would love to do. Focus on performing. So focus on writing music or something like that. You know, get in a local theater and just perform just to fill my soul. Or Primitive. And I asked her, you've heard me talk enough about things that I love. What should I do? What have you heard me be the most adamant and passionate about? She's like, you could talk for hours about any of those subjects. But for some reason, I feel like you have this drive with Primitive. And she said it, and she nailed it right on the head. It's like, and it's not because it's a place that serves coffee. It's because the vision is so much bigger than serving coffee. Again, for y'all that don't know, the motto for Primitive is good coffee, gooder community. And I use gooder on purpose because the whole idea is like ignorance is truly bliss. Like, you don't have to know everything about third wave coffee or anything like that to belong in a shop, like, or to feel like you have a place or something like that. But the goal is like, you might talk about how good the coffee is, but I hope that you talk about the baristas, the people, and the experience you had there even more than the coffee. So yeah, all that to say, Primitive now is at a place where I'm looking for a partner to make Primitive happen. Somewhere here in Nashville or like in the surrounding area of Nashville. I have two people I've been in talks with about it. And yeah, like that's kind of the update on Primitive. I'm being patient. I'm not going to force it. But mainly I'm looking for a partner to be a little bit more of the liquid, of course. But also I'm prepared to be a part of that liquid. But I'd much rather partner with not just a person, but kind of an entity that already exists. So if like a roaster wanted to start a shop, but they just didn't have the bandwidth to start one, I would partner with that roaster and it'd be Primitive in that roaster kind of thing. Or if another company, like a design company or something like that, has a business and wants to start a shop, I like partner with them, something like that. So yeah, to me, that's kind of where Primitive's at and I'm being patient with it and I'm chilling. I say I work in coffee. I was working at a shop, but now I have a full-time gig editing videos, which is awesome. But yeah, I'm still brew coffee every morning, talk about coffee, buy coffee every time I visit, go to coffee shops every time I visit different cities with my job. And so I'll be in Baton Rouge, you know, here in the next week. So I'm excited to see some shops there. So yeah, that's drop my your update. Wrecks. Yeah, drop the Rex. I'll probably already be in Baton Rouge by the time this even drops. So.
No, this episode's coming out and
it's live. It's live. We're live. Because
Warzone's about to drop.
Yeah, we got stuff we're doing. What about you? What's your deal? Where's the update since February 2022?
I have moved. I am no longer in Kentucky.
Wow. Wild.
Yeah. I moved. I think I moved just about a year and a month after the last episode. So I moved back to Texas. I was brewing kombucha at the time, of course. And that was going great, but I just wanted to be closer to family. Had another kid. So I have two kids now. And, so I moved back to Texas in March of 2023, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and so I was kind of like, I kind of just found a gig doing, like, irrigation landscaping, and it wasn't too bad. Like, I didn't really like the like who I worked for, it wasn't really very organized, and I don't really like working for things that have like bad organization or not like super like. It's hard to explain. I'm not trying to like it because my boss is not a bad guy at all. It's just like wasn't a good fit for my personality as far as a workplace goes. And I was pretty good at it. Like I got like irrigation, like doing sprinkler systems and electrical wiring. Like that was so easy to learn. Like, but I was just like, nah, this is just kind of annoying. Like it just kind of was just not bringing me life. So I was like, I don't know, man, what do I want to do? And then I was going to Palace Coffee every morning because I'm back in Canyon, Texas, Amarillo, Texas. So I was going there, you know, all the time. And then one day I saw that they're hiring. I was like, well, I mean, yeah, what the heck? Like, why not give it a shot? Put my name in the hat. And of course, I got the job. And that was fun. Like, you know, I didn't realize, you know, even the owners of Palace knew who I was. Like, you know, like we had the interview and the first thing they says like, hey, first things first, you know, like I know the social barista, but it's like, you know, we're not perfect. It's like, you know, don't want to be like a thing, you know, where you're like dragging us, you know, all on social media. I was like, oh no, like, you know, I mean, I would say honestly, probably 80% of the memes I've ever made were just general, like funny things, you know, like, I don't think I ever made too much where it was like about people, and like there's some pretty low bar of people that I've worked for as far as the coffee world goes. So I was like, I know y'all are nowhere near that because I would have sensed it by now and I wouldn't even, you know, come close, you know. But so yeah, started working at Palace in June. So I'm actually about to hit like 6 months. And that's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, so different. Like the thing I kept saying a lot in the beginning was like, whoa, this is like so organized. Like, you know, going from like a bunch of, I mean, I worked at one decent sized coffee shop, and then the next two I worked at were kind of like startups, like, and not ran very well. So it's like we had really good coffee and equipment, we had really bad leadership and direction, or lack of direction. You know, Sometimes in coffee you get people that's like, I know a lot about coffee because I've been to a lot of coffee shops. It's like, no, you don't. Like, like going to a coffee shop does not equal working at one and understanding how it works. Like, and just because you have good coffee doesn't mean you know a lot, you know? And so I honestly didn't think I'd ever go back in coffee, but yeah, then I'm back and it's just like crazy to be
a Godfather moment.
Yeah. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. But it's
they
just like
pulling me back in.
I just like was amazed at how organized it is. I mean, it's just like super. It's just nice because like, and it's funny because like a lot of people here that work with me, not many of them, if any, have worked at another coffee shop. And if they have, it's not like a specialty shop. So it's like I've experienced like working in the industry in other cities and shops, and it's just a lot different because I have different perspective to bring. Like I'm not just coming with I worked at Starbucks, now I work at a specialty shop. It's like, no, I worked at multiple specialty shops and now I work at like one that's ran very well, which is very nice. But yeah, and I started picking up a new role as the like coffee technician, as in like coffee equipment technician. So I started fixing machines and stuff, which we could talk more about that another episode because it's like a lot I could talk about on that, but it's been super cool. They sent me, I mean, it was like crazy, like offered me the job, sent me to Kansas City for a week for a week long training, with like Marty and Tootie Rowe, which are like some of the goats, like some of the like all time, like, you know, like a lot, like they've trained a lot of people and have been a big part of the coffee industry since like, you know, before third wave was third wave, and teaching people how to fix coffee equipment. So getting to learn from Marty for a whole week, like 8 to 5, like it was like an 8 to 5 class Monday through Friday, like super intense. I mean, you could go there and know literally nothing and like, it'd be hard to leave and not know like how to fix the, you know, an espresso machine. Like it's wild. Like I knew nothing about how espresso machines work. Well, I knew like a little bit, but like relatively nothing beginning of the class. So then Yeah, I started doing that. And I came back and it's like, we just kind of hit the ground running. Like, I've been fixing wholesale clients and random clients around the panhandle at this point. It's been super cool fixing espresso machines and stuff and grinders and maintenance and learning about how machines work. It's just been more interesting because it's cool to, like, you know, it's cool to educate people because I think a lot of times as a barista, like, you don't really look past. You just kind of, like, the machine does the thing. And then when something doesn't work right, it's like, yo, what is this? But it's really just like, it could be a few simple problems a lot of the time. So it's cool to educate people on that. So that's what I've been doing. Just fixing stuff.
That's sick, and, dude.
I still work bar too, though.
Quite a bit. Bro. Yeah. It's honestly been so good to see you, like, because, I don't know, like, you're an awesome barista. I've worked behind bar with you, and it's the best. And it's funny how you have such a mechanical style mind, though, about things. Like, you're very, like, let me work on this thing. Let me work on this project. Let me, like, succeed. Like, let me see a failure and a goal in a process and let me fix it or succeed in, like, finding the issue. And so it perfectly makes sense that you are basically in this world now of working on machines. And, like, I love it. It's freaking cool. Yeah. When you send photos, when you post photos, I freaking love it.
It's cool. Like, I mean, the company itself is just so cool because, I mean, how many people listening, you know, including us, like, have worked at a shop where it's like you have input or ideas, it just falls on deaf ears. And, like, here, yeah, it's so encouraged. Like, you could just be like a new barista that's been here for like a month, and like the owners are just so like willing to listen. Like, of course, not every idea is good, and not every idea, you know, there might be reasons you might not know, but it's just like, having people that will listen to you is just, like, so refreshing. Because I really was starting to lose hope that there was good coffee shops to work at. And like I said, I mean, you know, even the owners have said this themselves. Like, they're not perfect, and it's true. Like, Palace is not a perfect coffee shop, but it strives to be, and it's always looking to improve and take care of its employees, which is super rad. I mean, they pay very well. And they have, like, structure and plans and goals. Like, you know, you're not just working and like feeling like there's nowhere to go. And of course, you know, we have part-time baristas and people, but we also have people that are full-time or working towards being full-time. And it's cool to have a place like that with lots of roles and always looking to grow in different ways. So yeah, it's been rad.
Yeah, dude, that is sick. So you're behind bar now at a new shop. So when last time I came and hung out with you and we were just talking, we have joked probably for a year about, let's just do an episode. Let's just talk about coffee. Let's do something. But last time I came in, we're talking about grinds my burrs and stuff. And automatically Trey was like, I got some in the pocket. I am ready to talk about it. Oh gosh.
Dude, you know what grinds my burrs?
Come on.
You
let
know what just
hear.
Makes me so freaking mad?
Let's go.
It's like, okay. So, obviously, it's in America, it's very standard to at least acknowledge somebody. Maybe not in, like, the Northeast, you know, New England area. Like, I'm sure people are just more whatever there. But, you know, in the South, you know, in the Midwest, you know, we're friendly people, right? So, it's like, generally, when you go to a coffee shop, you know, you say, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Like, even if we don't mean it, whatever, who cares? But, like,
it's
you at least
common,
acknowledge
yeah.
that you're talking to another human, right? Like, I'm not just a vending machine. Like, you know, when people just walk up, and you're like, hey, how are you doing? And they're just like, large latte. Like, okay. Cool. All right. 4.76 or whatever it is. Like, it's just, some people are just so rude. And, you know, one of the things that people do, though, that just drives me insane, not insane, but like really grinds my burrs, is like they come up and they just like, one, they're short like that, and then they're just like, let me get a vanilla latte. It's like, okay, hot, iced, what size? Like, it's like you give me like a third of the information I need to like make a drink. It's just like,
so not only are you being short with me, but you're also just, we're gonna have to go through this cat and mouse of me. Like, you're unwilling to even say, hey, so now I have to ask you all these questions to interact with you anyways. Like, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
If you're going to be short with somebody, be detailed.
Yeah. And then, like, gosh, I'm just thinking of that. Sometimes people are just like, yeah. And this is like everywhere. I mean, I like go to coffee shops and watch these interactions all the time. Like, it's just some people in general are just like, you know. But it's like, come on, y'all. I need to know, like, what size is hot or ice? Like, you know, or it's like,
help a brother
out.
People
just start, like, spitting off this, like, long order. Kind of get the blah, 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 blah. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like, I got, like, 8 billion buttons to push every time, and I still have to write on the cuff. And it was funny. I don't know if this is, like, a cultural thing, but this past fall, like, I think maybe in, like, September or August, October, there's a wedding in town, and I guess one of the people getting married was Australian. So we had a ton of Australians that kept coming into the coffee shop, and like, I swear every single one of them, like separate times they would come in. And so it's funny because like I asked them about how the wedding was, because obviously like we don't have a lot of Australians. So it's like, you
exactly.
know. And every time they come in, though, they would just spit off their order. It'd be like, I mean, I'm talking like 10 drink orders. Like, they'd just be like, let me get a single origin cappuccino, one large latte, a small vanilla latte, a two brewed coffees, and a single origin pour over. And I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, bro, I've just barely wrote on the first cup. I need you to slow down.
You gotta chill. Like,
I can't retain all that information.
My brain's not working that fast.
It's just, yeah, it's funny, like, yeah, sometimes people just, like, rush you, and you're just like, bro, like, give me a sec, man. Like, I'm struggling here.
My God.
I'm a barista. I'm not very... I'm just kidding.
I'm just a barista.
I'm just a barista.
Oh, man. Well, dude, look at us in this podcast. Just unscripted, not knowing what we're talking about. Next. Just 30 minutes in and just living the dream.
Just going for it.
Just going for it. Full sending it. So I guess some things, we haven't really talked about it, but like, I don't know. What are you thinking? What do you think? We're podcasting right now. Are we going to, you think we might do this every once in a while?
Yeah, man. I mean, bring some people in, let them talk. Yeah. You know, the one-on-ones, as we used to call it. That's a cool name, by the way. I forgot how cool that was.
So cool.
I mean, I got some funny stories and some funny people I work with, so I got plenty of good stories and things to talk about. I got one I definitely got to share next time because it cracks me up. Like, I just work with some freaking funny people. I work with some freaking characters.
Mm-hmm.
The Kalachi King himself. I'm going to call him that, but I'll have to tell you on the next episode about the Kalachi King.
Well, hopefully with some episodes in the future, who knows if they'll be regular or not. We don't know. But
every Tuesday.
Okay, wow.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, God.
We go
keep it spicy. We're not as young as we used to be, you know? We're not as
we were pretty old last time too.
All right, you don't gotta say
we'll bring some people. We got some people.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like while we might not be in the same places we were. We're super pumped. Like how we have talked about this. I'm going to say it right here on the thing. I want to get Ash on here so freaking bad.
Bad Manners Coffee.
Dude, Bad Manners Coffee. I want to get Ash on here just because she's like one of my favorite content creators in coffee. She's so fun. She's so cool. That'd be rad. Of course, we want Parker back on. I talk to Parker pretty consistently, and stuff like that. And there's so many other people that we haven't reached out to yet, but we have talked about having and wanting to talk to and just like beef up about. But here's the deal: if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're listening to this episode specifically, I don't even care if it's 30 years from now and you're listening to this episode, hit up the Socialist Barista Instagram and tell us some things that you want to hear, some funny things that you say, because we want to talk about them. We want to talk about
or tell us what grinds your burrs.
You know, we love, honestly, like, we want to talk about what y'all are vibing with and y'all are feeling out in the world, because it's freaking awesome. And that's always what drove this podcast more than both trays here could drive was you, the barista, the listener, the custy, and also the guest that we brought on here. We knew when we first did that test recording on September 11th, 2020, that we didn't want this. Never forget. never forget that we did not want to make this show about the two of us. We wanted to talk to freaking awesome people. And I know that we talked about having another Custy episode because that one was so hilarious to do. We finally figured out how to do recordings long distance.
And it's way easier, I think.
Yeah, if this sounds bad, then maybe not, but hopefully it sounds good.
It sounds great.
It sounds great. We don't know. We can't. We're not
I don't know what
to
I'm talking
after.
About, but I think it sounds
you have
great.
No idea. But yeah, that's we didn't even just talk about before this podcast all the stuff we would discuss. That's just, in my mind, that's kind of the podcast. But Trey Cal can say more. Oop, those mini M&Ms. You can send those to P.O. Box. No, is this the end?
We're not done. This podcast could keep coming.
We don't.
Y'all be ready.
We're gonna go off and on for like the next 30 years.
I'm very interested to talk about just. I mean, I feel like so much has changed in the coffee industry in the last 2 years too, and like
for sure.
Even like the people I feel like on Instagram now that follow the account, like the Socialist Barista account, like just so many different people. I mean, I have grown by like double the numbers because I've gone like kind of viral, semi-viral.
Oh yeah, ever since you learned how to make videos, reels. All of a sudden you blew up.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, you made videos and all of a sudden everything changed. The funnier part for the listeners, Trey Cal makes fun of me every chance he gets because I don't really do TikToks. Like, I don't like look at TikToks. I look at reels. So I'll send him reels and funny memes and he'll be like, oh yeah, I saw this like four weeks ago. Like when it was huge on TikTok. And which is funny because he doesn't post anything, barely anything on TikTok.
I just post the reels that I post. I post the reels that I make on Instagram on TikTok. But they get like no traction.
No traction. Exactly. So it's kind of like this dude's putting me through the rails about sending him reels on the time when this dude doesn't know. He doesn't understand.
I don't know, man.
I'll send him, and it's we learned a long time ago. I don't care if he doesn't like take any of my ideas. I just send him ideas, and he does whatever he wants. But I'll see a style to this day that what is love, dude? What is love, baby? Don't hurt me. Like I don't know why that guy cracks me up, and every time I want to find a way to make it work, but making that meme work feels so impossible. But it is so funny. But I'll send him templates all the time. I'll be like, this is a template. This is a cool template. And yeah. Oh, I think I get like two in, but I'm not offended. I don't care. I am an idea bank. You don't have to use all of the resources there.
Yeah. You're an idea bank, but I ain't taking out a loan all the time. You know what I mean?
Hey, come on, man. We need more time, more money.
I just dropped my mini M&Ms.
No, it's over. That's definitely the end of the podcast. No, I mean, we're 40 minutes in. We usually cut it at 40. But yeah, please hit us up on the Instagram or Discord, I guess. We can kind of re-promote
Patreon.
That at some point. Patreon. I don't
I'm
even
just
know
kidding,
we still
have that anymore.
How's it say? Yeah, we want to talk about what we're sipping. I don't know. Do you still... This is kind of a thing. Do you still do that, whatever it is, where they send you random coffees and you test your skills on trying coffees?
Leaderboard?
Yeah.
I haven't just because I've been...
Busy?
Busy, and then I haven't, well, for a while I didn't have like good, I don't know, I just didn't really have the stuff to, I didn't really have the money or time to do it, but I still love leaderboard. Shout out to the leaderboard crew.
Yeah,
they're
I think,
killing it. I mean, they're like blowing up, getting more and more popular, so it's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, I think I'm really bad at that stuff, but it was a cool time that when you and Parker and Nick did it and like discussed it on an episode. Maybe that's a thing in the future too. Dude, I don't know. This is just
I like the leaderboard episodes.
We finally found a way to record that makes sense, and we haven't found a time that works perfectly, but I mean, again,
deal with it.
I talk way too much, but all that to say, hit us up on the Insta. We talked about shadow dropping this episode, so if you're listening to this because you just subscribe to our podcast stuff, then you're in tight. Even more if you respond in the Discord, which we don't even know if we're using or not, but we that just means you're in. You're super in.
Maybe I should just go on the Discord and be like, yo, new episode dropping. We got like 44 people on there. I mean,
dude, it'd be funny if you did that. If we did that and we just uploaded it onto there early.
No, there's no idea.
Hey, man, we're thinking. We're thinking like people that do podcasts regularly when we don't. Well.
All right. How do we usually end these episodes? I forget. Hit us up on Instagram. Get on the podcast. This is the Social Spruce Podcast.